Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome. Sit back and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Oh, hello, hello. I want to welcome all of you incredible authors from the first Navigating the Clickety-Clack book. I know that it's already made a huge difference in the lives of many. I hope you've been hearing stories like I have about the book. And so I'm here today to congratulate you for being an award-winning international best-selling author. Woohoo! And now Vicki is going to just connect with you one at a time, and you can share some stories with her. Take it away, Vicki.
Fantastic. I thought, first of all, I'd ask Liz. Liz, if you can tell us a little bit about your passion and purpose in life and what your chapter's all about.
I've always, over 25 years of work as a coach in LCSW, loved to try to help people find and connect with that joy inside and that peace inside and find out what they love and desire. And so with the book, with Navigating the Clickety-Clack, it really fit well. And it's perfect timing for me today, too, and reminder of finding the peace inside, because there's always something going on that can lead us a little out of tilt. And we can get a little crazy with it, or we can learn how to navigate it. And today is a prime example of that for me. So it's no coincidence that I'm doing this in the woods, finding my peace and talking about it. My hope is that readers, when they're reading it, for my story and all the stories, is that they do take that time to stop and breathe and align and connect with that inner peace. Because if we don't do that, things just tend to get a little worse and a little worse, and we tend to get more and more off course. So just stop and breathe, align. What do I desire? What do I want? How do I want that to unfold? And find a way to do it. Ask for that next right choice, that next thing that comes up. So that's what I hope that readers are able to do, is just ease on into that and support themselves through it.
Oh, that's wonderful, Liz. So is there a link where people can reach you if they want to connect more into all of your wisdom?
Yes, my website, lizacar.com, would be a great way to connect. Or also, if they want to follow me on Facebook, at Liz Acar. I post a lot of my photography there, and that also is intended to help people connect with peace.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Liz, and thank you for the contribution to the world and to this wonderful book.
Oh, thank you. It's been a wonderful opportunity.
Okay, Angie, if you'd like to tell us a little bit about how you came to your passion and purpose and what you hope readers will take away from your unique story.
Good afternoon, and thanks for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here. I am a very passionate essential oils specialist as well as a reflexologist, and I've combined those two passions to help others and empower them to be able to eliminate a lot of the toxic load in their lives. I have been a reflexologist now for almost 2 decades, and when I found that the essential oils were such an amazing synergistic addition to my practice, it just took my business to an entirely different level. My desire is that everyone who crosses my path feels better because of that. And the chapter that I shared in the book, it was a time in my life that was a very destructive, where I had really dimmed my light to make other people feel comfortable. And I inspire other people, and I encourage other people who read that chapter. And I hope that they take enough tools from reading the chapter that they will also learn that dimming your light only hurts you, and to just continue to shine brightly. And for anybody who wants to reach out to me, they can go to my website at feetloveoils.com, or they can find me on Facebook at Angie Ponder Reed.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being with us today and for sharing so many lovely things in the book and in what you do and contribute to the world.
Thank you.
Okay, so do we have Ariel here with us?
Yes, hello. I was surprised by the opportunity to be included in this book, and the idea was not very new to me. I love the image of clickety-clack, and I'll get to that in a minute. I'm a mother of 11 children. I love children. I love the freedom and the joy and the discovery they bring to life. And as we work and discover with them, we are improved. We are made better. And so my work is with mothers of young children from birth through toddlerhood. And I find that really exciting. The idea of the book goes right along with my idea that life follows a rhythm and a pattern. And when we applied the term clickety-clack to the title, I went, that's it. That's the undertow. That's the current that I always am kind of going through life with. And we know when a change is coming because we sense that clickety-clack. We sense it gets louder or it gets faster or it starts to go a little bit crazy. And the one thing I was hoping to get across is that we don't need to fear that change coming. Almost we need to head right into it and drop the judgments and drop the stories we're starting to build and just take a deep breath and, like Liz said, let it out and just kind of flow with the steps as they come, because we're not alone. And we have this divine, loving partner that knows everything about us and everything about that situation. And we can call on that spirit. And with the spirit, we can see things coming and take each step and move on through whatever that change and whatever that situation was. And when we look back, we see that we've really learned something special and we've gone through something important, and it builds us as well. So I guess I would say to anybody, and what my chapter, I hope, said, you've got this. We all have this. Just take the time and take the breath and call to spirit, see what develops. I have a website that is momsaskariel.com. And my Facebook just happens to be Moms Ask Ariel as well. So that helps a lot. If they want to get more personal, I have a Gmail, which is arielcoachingmoms@gmail.com. Thanks so much.
How beautiful, Ariel. And what a contribution you've made to the world with all of these lovely souls, too, in addition
to all of
your knowledge. They're great teachers, aren't they?
Yes, they truly are.
Thank you so much. Donna Riley.
Hi, so happy to be here. My passion and purpose. So I am passionate about movement. I grew up as a dancer. And the big part of my story is that I had a near-death experience at 12 and didn't tell anybody for years and discovered in my late 40s that I was really angry for being here. So I lived most of my life in the clickety-clack. And the only time I felt happy is when I was moving and dancing and reconnecting to my body. So I'm very passionate about this. Now, the interesting thing is, since the book is published, I've changed my brand name. I had a huge epiphany, and I realized what I'm really up to is creating miracles through movement. And that's my new brand name, Miracles Through Movement. And I mentor you through that process, and it thrills me to pieces because it's just my gift and my purpose is feeling fully aligned now. I want people to feel fully alive in their bodies. I want them to really know that all the stuff they tell themselves about, I guess I'm just getting old and I can't do this anymore, is a bunch of crap. And I want them to like really have access to all parts of themselves, their emotional self, their physical self, their mental self, their spiritual self. And I want them to feel fully alive in all of who they are. So that's what I'm about. And that's what I'm up to in the world. The way to contact me, because I'm changing everything right now, is to just go ahead and contact me on Facebook, which is just Donna Riley. So thanks.
That's wonderful. And I was wondering, what do you hope people will get from your chapter in the book?
Yeah, we got that part. So I really hope that they understand that all of life really is constantly moving, right? Like nothing stays the same. There's all kinds of moving parts. And so if you're feeling like you're kind of going off the edge, people talk about breathing. That's great. That's one way. And I say move. Let yourself have an opportunity to express if you're frustrated. Beat some pillows. If you want to shift your state and get happier, jump up and down or throw on your favorite song and just dance like a lunatic, right? There's always a way to sort of shift your state. And also sometimes you just need to express your state. And you can do that through your movement and through your body as well. Just let it keep moving. Don't let it get stuck. keep it moving and you're going to make it.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Thank you so much, Donna. Okay, and we have Jenny Roberts here.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here. Hello, everybody. My name is Jenny Roberts, and I'm the founder of Alignment Essentials, AE, where everything we do is based on our belief that life is supposed to be good for you. And we've created essential tools within our programming. Many have movement, moving meditations. I love my life too. And we all should, because really life is supposed to be good for us. These essential tools are really what's necessary so that we can navigate the clickety-clack. And it's really a privilege to be a part of this book, because each and every author is, of course, bringing these kinds of tools to us. And it's just a matter of finding what fits for you. It's a little bit of a sifting and sorting process. We just mostly want to live in joy. That is what we all have in common. So we have a Living in Alignment online course. We have programming, like I mentioned, the moving meditations, warrior Tai Chi yoga, alignment and stretch, inspirational conversations. For Living in Alignment is our podcast. I really hope that the readers take away from the chapter that I shared that you can't get it wrong, and that you really didn't come here just to get crap done. That's not our purpose, right? We all have long lists, but there's a lot more to you than that. And that most importantly, nothing is more important than that you feel. So in order to do that, we must practice what I refer to as the concept of embracing the contrast, identifying the fact that you haven't made mistakes, that you're just sifting and sorting. And I know that can be a bit of a big thing to swallow, if you will, or a big belief to build, but it's true. We learn from what doesn't work just as much as we learn from what does. So thank you again for having me.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. So Jeffrey.
Hi there. Thanks so much for having me, and amazing to be a part of this project with everybody, all these awesome authors. So what I'm passionate about is really working with frequency-based science and proven neuroscience principles to help people transcend their limitations and live their best lives, level up their prosperity, and really begin enjoying their life to their fullest. And how I do that is I make these really nifty audio and videos that combine all this great light and sound frequency-based technologies, and we package it with some really great neuroscience principles that people can use in just very short 7-minute spurts to level up their state, to feel better, to get past worry, stress, maybe even shift into meditative states, whatever is required for people to really be at their best on demand. For my chapter, I'll tell you that I really wanted people to get is the importance of having an early warning system in their lives. And the clickety-clack's gonna come for everybody. It has come for everybody, right? The story that I related to was where I didn't realize I was in the clickety-clack until it was almost too late. And I spent the whole time white-knuckling foot on the pedal through the whole experience, and it took me a lot longer to get out of it and to really learn from the clickety-clack. So I relate all that information, everything that went through my life at that time, but also how to develop an early warning system so you can see it coming on the horizon, or at least be aware of it when you're right there, and then be able to respond appropriately to everything that's showing up in your life, whether it's resistance and chaos, whatever it is. That early warning system helps you respond appropriately so you can get through it with love, ease, and grace. And so that's my honest, sincere desire that everybody gets from my chapter. And if anybody wants to connect with me, you can find me at passivebrainfitness.com, and you can get our mobile app right from the homepage.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Jeffrey, thank you so much. So next we have Karen Kahn.
Hello, my name is Dr. Karen Kahn, and I am a doctor of light medicine and a medical doctor and the founder of the Topokan Healing Method and the Academy of Light Medicine. And I'm so excited to be part of navigating the clickety-clack, because one of the things that I was told by my spiritual teachers is to meditate, and I could never do it. Well, I tried to do it, but very poorly. So, but over the years, I just did kind of that But Jeffrey was talking about that white knuckling and pushing and pushing and pushing until I got really, really sick myself. And it wasn't until I realized, you know what, I don't have to sit in a lotus position with my eyes closed and saying Om for 60 minutes to get the benefits of meditation. And there's so many of the authors in this book have given us so many tools to help ourselves in other ways. My contribution to navigating clickety-clack is that I discovered a way to meditate while moving and doing other things. I call it stillness on the fly. And it works for me. I'm a very busy, passionate person, and I love helping sensitive souls harness their superpowers as a gift and fulfill their mission so we can pull the world out of darkness. And so part of that is being in the state of connection with source, if you will. Some people call it zero point. Some people call it the stillness. And I couldn't do that before because my mind was so busy. But in this technique that I share in the book, the stillness on the fly technique, you actually get to be in that space. And so you can do while you are being at the same time. And you not only save time, but it actually works and you end up manifesting better and greater things in your life just from connecting to that self inside that beingness, that zero point state. And so I would love to gift people my free meditation. It is at stillnessonthefly.com. There's a little 26-minute training on how to do it. It's actually very easy. Children can do it and see if it works for you. Stillnessonthefly.com is the best way to get on my mailing list and stay connected.
Lovely. What a lovely thought. Thank you so much for sharing. Okay, is Kate Kaiser here?
Yes, Kate Mariah Kaiser. Yes, hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello, Vicki. Oh, so excited to be here. This is such an awesome, gorgeous group of souls. I just feel like this is such a privilege for us to be together and just share this beautiful body of work. I'm just shaking with excitement. So I would love to share with everyone my offering, my contribution to this beautiful project is my work. I am a master empath and intuitive healer. And my calling in life, it's the same as my business, is I am set up as a channel for those that resonate as an empath, sensitive soul, a starseed, light worker, or earth angel. And a lot of what I do is I have shared my experience and my background in developing my own gifts and aligning to my own truth, because we all have a higher vantage point. We all have a higher vibration that we can share with the world. And a lot of my work, you can find this on YouTube if you're interested in seeing my work in action. My contribution to this project is I resonated with this so much. I have to thank Keith for putting this together, because as humanity, as a whole, as a collective, we are going through one giant clickety-clack moment. We have a much larger transformation that is happening on a global level. But yet, we're not meant to show up and change the world on our own. Our change, our transformation, it starts within, and it starts within ourselves. So our own changes, our own transformation. And that's where our power is more potent. In this moment, when we are connected with ourselves, we're anchored within ourselves. And my hope in what I've shared within this book project is to give my perspective and my vantage point on how it's possible with very tiny shifts, tiny decisions from moment to moment, how that can actually have a much larger ripple effect in your overall life and overall transformation. Because again, we can get so stuck on what happened in the past and carrying around pain from the past, or, oh, worry about the future, fear of the future. So much is unknown, so much is uncertain. And when we are in this clickety-clack moment within our own lives, with our own microcosm, we can become disempowered. And that's when our potency, our true magic, becomes weakened. So remembering that we are a powerful conduit of universal energy, of life force energy. We all have it. We are all incredible creators. We all have it, and it's incredibly unique, as is demonstrated by this gorgeous panel that I'm on right now. We all have our specialties. We all have our intuitive muscles, right, that we are bringing our gifts to the collective. My purpose, my hope, my perspective is that we all have something to offer and that we all have a magic and a potency within ourselves. And I am here to help guide and support those that are interested in doing so, because it all starts within. So if
Beautiful.
You're interested again, thank you, Vicki. If you're interested again in my work and seeing me in action, checking in for live channelings as well, you can find me on YouTube. I'm all over YouTube. If you consider yourself an empath or a sensitive soul, starseed, light worker, you can join our Facebook group over on Facebook. Just look up Kate Mariah. There's a whole beautiful community there. And if you'd like to get in touch one-on-one, you can visit my website, boomingeye.com, and just shoot us an email and get in touch with you.
Beautiful. Kate, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Kelly Mosier.
Hi, and I got to say before we start, like this is just one surprise after another. I got a surprise notification from a guy I'd never heard of before. He said, hey, do you want to be a part of a book project? I said, why in the hell are you talking to me? And then here we are receiving an award for an amazing group of people and putting this out into the world. So I'm ecstatic, excited to be a part of it. But when people ask me, so what do? I typically answer whatever it takes, that's legal, moral, and ethical to get my clients to their goals. More specifically, I'm a consultant, a speaker, a certified high performance coach, and I help entrepreneurs, real estate agents, business owners finally break their income barriers, win back some of their hours, stress less, and streamline their operations so they can achieve, again, that higher level of self. And I found this purpose after I started living by Zig Ziglar's quote, you can get everything you want in life if you help enough people get what they want. And for a long time in my life, it was the exact reverse. It was all about me. And so finding that purpose and passion, I'm just lit on fire nowadays. What I hope they get from my section of the book is an understanding that no matter what you think your current truth is, whether that's money is evil, only those people succeed, people like me from where I'm from can only do XYZ, or the almighty I am not good enough, whatever that truth that you think you are living in now that is your truth, just know that you don't have to be there forever. It does not have to be your forever truth. And the very first thing that you need to do is my tagline for my company, move your butt, B-U-T. There is a butt in front of the thing that you want. I want to lose weight, but I don't have time. I want to get a better job, but I don't have the skills. I want to get out of this toxic relationship, but I'm not good enough for happily ever after. And so in order to get to that next version, that best version of ourselves, we have to move our butts. And the very first one is believe. You have to start with that belief. Change that story that you tell yourself. And if you want to find out what the other two in the acronym BUT are, you can go to kellymoser.com, KellyMoser.com, or check me out on Facebook, Kelly_Moser.
Well, Kelly, thank you so much. And I have to say, all of you are just like glowing and on fire. This is the greatest group. I hope everyone goes to Amazon and gets the book, because this is just a small little tip of the iceberg of what they're going to find there. So again, Kelly, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. And Kim O'Neill, I believe we have Kim in the house.
Hi, Vicki. Yes, thank you so much. And I completely agree with what you just said. Oh my goodness, it's inspiring just hearing everyone share their messages and their light. And that speaks exactly to what I am passionate and on fire about these days. The chapter that I wrote in the book happened right before I embarked on a journey of everything that I'm doing today. And it has led me to officially finally launching in March 2021, the Let Your Light Shine movement, which aims to inspire and empower everybody, literally everybody on the planet, to know and embrace and be their beautiful, authentic self. Because when one person shines, our world shines that much brighter. And I am so, so passionate about that. And so that speaks to the work that I do through confidence and interview coaching, and is really the trend that I wound up seeing. The chapter that I wrote in the book spoke to a time when I was being faced with a job layoff that I wasn't anticipating, and I had to have tunnel vision in knowing that I will get that next job. And when I succeeded in that and achieved even better than what I was anticipating, it then showed me how I can help other people, which then led me to the interview coaching and confidence coaching that I do today. So what do I hope that people get from my chapter? Three primary things, and that's hope, possibilities, and simplicity. The hope, knowing that everything is possible. It's kind of combined with the second one. Everything is possible. And as long as you have that faith and belief that you can achieve what you desire, you can attain even better than what you're hoping for. Possibility is knowing that even if you say you want this one thing and that's your goal, if you remain open, something better can happen. These things all entwine. And last but not least is simplicity, is that we can sometimes get kind of all trapped in thinking that it's going to be some sort of miracle answer to achieve whatever it is that you want to achieve, when really it can come down to the very basic, simplest of things that you already know how to do in this moment to get you to where you want to go. And so with those three things, I hope they will take those away, if nothing else. And if anybody would like to connect with me beyond here, you can go to kimoneilcoaching.com, and O'Neill is O-N-E-I-L-L. And you can find out more about the Let Your Light Shine movement, completely free and simple to join. And of course, all the coaching services and my podcast and all of that as well. Thank you.
Oh, that's beautiful, Kim. Thank you so much. And now I believe we have Tricia with us.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tricia Schmalhofer. It's a mouthful. I just love this group. I've interviewed half of you on my podcast. The other half, you'll be getting a message because I took a little break. Because sometimes we have to do that, right? When we go through a clickety-clack, we got to take a little break, right? What I realize my purpose is, I like to do a lot of things. But I think the underlying connection is connection. I connect people either to their bodies through healing, their inner physician in my touch therapy that I do. I connect people to spirit. I do spiritual coaching. I do card readings. I channel. I guide people in that to empower them that they have their own spiritual authority within them. And I connect people to nature and the earth with retreats, to get out there and communicate and connect and find healing there. And I connect people. I connect people through interviewing them and connecting them to resources through that interview, and recently started a community called BAM Community. And BAM stands for, I hope I can say this on your show, Badasses, Alchemists, Mystics. Because I believe we're all of those things, all of us, and BAM Community has become an actual thing where we have an in-person space and we have virtual classes and events, and it's to help people have some fun while they're discovering new perspectives, passions, and possibilities. In my chapter in Navigating the Clickety-Clack, I talked about a very personal story of my mom's passing and how my family navigated through that. And I think the takeaway is connection, that through that process, I had to not only connect to my family and connect within, connect to my mother and her whole process, but also connect to family that couldn't be present when she was passing through texting, creating that connection in the virtual world so they could all be there energetically. And it made all the difference to her in her process. And then being able to connect to my resources to help me process through that. So I think that's the takeaway that I want people to realize when we're going through these big waves of clickety-clack, to stay connected to your tribe and to your higher power and to within, and how people can get in touch with me. Oh, there's so many ways, but I'll just pick one. BAMCommunity11.com is the website. Actually, I'm going to throw in another one. There's a Facebook group called BAM Community. It's a public group. If you just find that on Facebook, connect there. That's all I got. Thank you so much.
Fabulous. Well, that's a plenty, Tricia. Thank you so much. And so I believe that Maria Bradfield, as well as Marcus Bird, were going to join us, and they weren't able to make it. So I just wanted to mention them because they're also featured. And I'd love to call on Keith now to come back to us and tell us a little bit about his hopes and wishes for the book.
Well, my hopes, wishes, and my knowing is that everybody who's supposed to have this book, it lands in their hands at the perfect time. And right now, for a lot of people, is the perfect time, because there's a lot of clickety-clack going on right now in the world, which is what inspired this book and why it continues to land in people's hands at the most perfect time for them. And I feel blessed that each of you and the few people that weren't able to make it were called, that said yes to this project, because I know that it's making difference in the lives of people all over this world, not only just country, but all over the world, which is pretty fantastic.
It is really fantastic. And Keith, we have so many authors that are listening, and we've had a chance to spend the time together and do a number of interviews and some wonderful projects. But there's something you told me that I would love for you to share with everyone, because I never heard this before, and I've done thousands of interviews. But I asked you, when we're talking about the clickety-clack, especially, a lot of people have time now to write or have had time to write and maybe ran into writer's block, or they may in the future. And I wish you could share a little bit about the secrets and magic that you shared with me, because this is really wonderful, wonderful stuff.
I remember that. Well, writer's block is a pissed off inner child. That's what it is. There's the part of us that always wants to play and it never wants to work. And believe it or not, it doesn't consider when we're writing a book to be fun. And so it just gets more and more frustrated as we sit down all serious writing. And eventually it just throws a fit and throws a tantrum and says, no, no. And its voice gets so loud that that's what people call writer's block. We have nothing because that voice is so loud. So what I love to share with people is, when you're writing a book, and if you're a marathon writer like me and you want to be able to write for days on end, you just set an alarm for 50 minutes. That's 50 minutes. And you talk out loud to your inner child and you say, I know that you love to have fun and we're going to do that. So I also want you to know that I consider writing to be fun. So we're just going to swap back and forth. So for 50 minutes you write, and when that alarm goes off, you stop immediately, and then you tell your inner child, all right, let's go, let's have fun. And whatever you think your inner child would want to do, whether that's put on music and dance around the room or run outside and spin in circles or whatever it is your inner child would want to do, do that for 10 to 15 minutes and then stop and tell your inner child, okay, so now it's time to do what I consider fun, which is write this book. But don't worry, I'll be back in 50 minutes. And you set the timer and hit go. And your inner child will be so happy about that and cooperate. And then you can write for days on end without ever experiencing that thing people call writer's block. And this tip has worked for so many authors over the years. And even the ones that thought I was completely nuts but did the process anyway have realized that it's the truth.
That is so wonderful. Give us a link where you can be reached.
All right. Well, I'm on Facebook. It's facebook.com/KeithLeon1. KeithLeon1. That's where you can find me. Not a ton of Keith Leons out there anyway on Facebook. And if you want to write a book, you want to market a book, you want to do anything, you just want to talk to the book guy, go to leonsmithpublishing.com, leonsmithpublishing.com, and just leave me a message there. And also want to quickly mention Natalie Cook was also trying to get in. She's over clear across the world, and she was trying to get in and wasn't able to get in. So I want to honor her as well, and I want to congratulate each and every one of you for winning this award and being an award-winning international best-selling author in 9 countries. Thank you very much. 9 countries we hit the bestseller list.
Wonderful. Congratulations, everyone. For all of you out there, if you would like to know more about Expert Insights, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. You'll find out about our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcast and communities. And thank you so much for being here. And again, that's mybookmybiz.com. Everyone have a wonderful week.